Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
With us 24/7 Sports Florida State site and also the podcast, very popular, called the Big Three Roll Up. Welcome in, Burke.
Bill, how you doing?
We are well. Now, are you still locked down or are you free?
I'm locked down.
You're still in the lockdown mode?
Yeah. Me personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm built for this. I like this.
I don't mind it either, frankly.
Yeah, you got everything you need in the compound.
Well, I mean, think about it, Berg. We can buy weed stocks on our phone. Doesn't matter where you're at, right?
I can buy weed on my phone.
That's true.
No, literally. I can pay for it over my phone on the app and go and pick it up right down the street.
What's the law in Florida? Is it medicinal or is it just all legal?
You gotta have a card. Yeah, you have to have a card.
And is that a doctor thing? Doctor gets you one?
Yeah, you go to the doctor. The whole process costs about $200, I think.
$250,
something like that. But the government hassles you. You have to get your card renewed every 7 months. So you have to go pay the government needlessly to get your card renewed. And, you know, they ding you here and there. But
nice. And then when you have that card... That's your license, right? Now you can, they're going to want a little something off the top. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, and off the sides and the text everywhere they can, but
right.
Off the top, off the bottom, off the sides.
Oh, so not only weed stocks, but the real thing right on your phone.
Yeah, I can buy them both from my phone. That's the point of this conversation.
Have you ever done both in the same day? Bought both?
Power hour at my house, Bill.
Now, power hour is from 2 to 3 or 3 to
3
4.
Yeah.
Eastern. So, yep. So power hour is where you make the purchases, right?
That's where it all goes down.
Yeah.
But I will be honest, since I've started, I've been trading now for 2.5 months.
Right.
I found the how to set your limits, you know, buying and selling. So now it's not nearly as I don't spend nearly as much time hovered over my phone trying to get the exact, you know, pennies out of my purchases. So I just it's still fun though. I do enjoy power hour. I do sit and watch for that.
The market orders are a bad idea. I've been telling you that. But you got it. You're doing it right. You're doing it right. What's the news around the Noles right now? I know there's not a lot, but what's a little bit.
We posted some big news on Noles 24/7 yesterday. A 5-star visitor, Tristan Lee, was on campus. He's the number 6 overall player in the country, and I think the number 3 offensive tackle, so he's big time. He's out of Virginia. He was on campus yesterday, Bill. You heard me right. He was on Florida State's campus. He was there. It's allowed as long as there's no interaction with staff. They're not really allowed to set anything for him. He's going to do everything on his own. He is, while he's on campus, allowed to FaceTime with FSU. So he can be going through campus, and they can be telling him what he's looking at, but they're not allowed to be with him. So Tristan Lee came down and did that. He's considering – Georgia, Alabama, Clemson, LSU, Virginia Tech, Penn State, Oklahoma. I mean, he's a big-time recruit. I don't think he's going to end up at FSU. I think most likely it's going to be LSU, Clemson, or Alabama. But it's good that Florida State's getting five-star offensive linemen on campus, and it's good that he's not going to be the last five-star offensive lineman on campus. I learned that Bleckley County five-star, Amarius Mims, is likely going to be in Tallahassee either at the end of this week or next week. The transportation plans are being finalized as we speak. He is the number six overall player and the number two offensive tackle in the country. I think he's going to end up at Georgia. There's some talk that Alabama could come in and swipe him. He put out a top 10. I think if it was a real top 10, he didn't order it. But I think FSU would probably be number three or four in his list. But ultimately, I think he ends up staying at Georgia. I mean, he's a big-time prospect, 6'7", 350 pounds. It's tough for Florida State in the position they are to beat Georgia for a player like this. But you know, they're going to probably get him on campus this week. So we'll report more on that at Knowles 24/7 as that visit occurs.
I know this is just a guess type question, but players who are traveling, going to campuses, you just laid out what they can and can't do. They can't be FaceTimed when they're on their tour. How common is that right now on just cross America in general?
I think it's becoming more of a trend. Right. 2 weeks ago, we reported there was a kid named Michael Mislinski who's out of Jacksonville. He's not a big-time prospect, but his dad is a Jacksonville Jaguars strength and conditioning coach, and they go back to work soon. So he wanted to go take visits and make a decision in about a week or two. So he hit out, and as a family, like six or seven schools. And now we're seeing Tristan Lee do it, and now we're hearing Amarius Mims is going to do it. You know how these things go in recruiting. Recruits follow trends.
Right.
So I think you're going to see a little bit more of this. I don't think it's going to be crazy, because it's unofficial visits and on their own time. I don't think we're going to see kids going flying all over the country left and right to go take visits in June and July and August. But I do think over the next couple of weeks we're going to hear more about it if they have any other period of time.
Here's a name that I've been asked to ask you about. Kyren Montgomery, defensive end out of Indianapolis for Florida State. Is there anything going on there?
Let me see. Kyren Montgomery? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Let me see, though. 2-4, though. Because they did offer him recently, yes. He was offered last week, I believe. They sent out a flurry of offers, included him in our breakdown of the new defensive end board. They offered a kid in Louisiana. I mean, here's the deal with Kyren Montgomery and all the new offers. Are they talking to FSU? Yes. Are they interested in FSU? Yes. Is anything going to break until they offer? No. I think all these kids are going to wait until they can take visits, because how can you make a decision on a school? I'm looking at Kyren Montgomery, and he's got Arizona State, Boston College, Minnesota, Missouri, and Florida State. He's never visited any of these schools. So all these new offers that are going out, the way Florida State's going to play it is they're going to try to press these recruits to go as far as they can so that the season comes around and visits can happen. So guys like this are now on the board, but until visits happen, I don't think there's going to be any movement in their recruit.
Any news out of the Gators or Miami that stands out? Anything happening?
Miami was supposed to get Tristan Lee on campus on Monday. I believe that occurred. He came through the state and was originally supposed to visit Florida, but as of yesterday when I checked, he was heading to Atlanta, so I don't think he visited Florida. Florida, you know, they're rolling. They're doing well. They're not doing as well as Florida fans want them to do. They're down on Dan Fruit a little bit, but you know, I think if the season played, the Gators are in a good spot to finish strong recruiting.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think they're ranked on 24/7's composite, Berg. I think they're, what, seventh? Which is pretty good. I mean,
seventh or eighth, the last time I checked. Yeah, pretty good. But I think, you know, that's kind of where they've been, though. I think Florida wants them in that top five. They want them recruiting at an elite level.
What's up next on the Big Three Roll-Up podcast?
Well, we're currently halfway done with the Big Three Roll-Up. We started taping about an hour ago, and I took a break to hop on the Bill King show. So I'm not sure what the second half of the show is going to entail. I'm sure it'll be silly.
Okay, so you literally are in the middle of taping right now.
We are currently in the middle of taping. We're about to get to the Washington Redskins topic.
So who is most impatient while waiting for you to come back? TJ, Kev, or Sim?
Kev.
Oh, Kev.
For sure. Kev has no time for me.
So it's he's the one right now tapping. He's looking at you. He's tapping his watch on his wrist. Right?
Berg, what do you go? What does Bill King want to do? What's he going to talk about?
All right. I'll let you back to the guys. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks. We'll see you.
There you go. There's Berg. Bottom of the hour, Chris Lee. He covers Vanderbilt, does a very good job. Vanderbilt announced they were doing away with their, I guess, communications department. If I'm terming that wrong, then correct me. But people lost their jobs, and I'm not sure what all that entails. I'm hearing a lot of really good folks, and I don't know what the number is, but that were very, very good at their job were let go. But, I don't know if that number is 3 or 8 or I don't know. We'll find out. I'm not in the loop on that one. And I don't really want to be in the loop other than I want to hear the story. And Chris is very, very good at explaining all this. So that's at the bottom of the hour. We'll do this. Let's get the break right here. We're coming right back. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right along at this point out here on 65, making your way up through Williamson County. Sure, we've seen a couple of accidents out here. Working at Rec 1600 Malika Murfreesboro Pike. Trying to improve a bit through the intersection over in Trinity Hills at Brick Church Pike at Woodfolk Avenue that happened earlier. Bradley Parkway still got some traffic over here near County Hospital Road. Hey, it's time to have some summertime fun at Adventures Unlimited on the Ocoee River. Book online today, adventuresunlimited.net. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on Demumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
COVID-19 is testing all of us, our communities, our economy, and our way of life. You can help Tennessee win this fight to protect you and your loved ones. Free COVID-19 testing is available at your local county health department, even if you don't have symptoms. When in doubt, get a test. To find a testing facility, please visit tn.gov/get-a-test.
Brought to you by the State of Tennessee, Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell from Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Chance of thunderstorms and patchy fog, high 91. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight, low 74. Chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, high 92. Friday, thunderstorms likely, high 93.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
the hour, Chris Lee will check in. Very informative. We will give you the latest pathetic story out of Vanderbilt. Long line of them. Armageddon, welcome in.
Bill, I'm looking forward to what Chris Lee's got to say.
He's good, man. Yeah, I like Chris.
I personally know Chris, and I trust everything he says. He's good at his job, so I'll be interested to see what he's got to say. But, you know, Bill, I finally decided something. I heard you talking about Corbs.
Yep.
Back in the last hour. And if I'm going to be a Vanderbilt fan, I think I'm just going to be a Vanderbilt baseball fan from now on.
That will keep you happier. I can promise you that. Because around Vanderbilt baseball, there's nothing but positivity. It's the ultimate positivity location if you're just talking about their program, because it's always positive. There's always hope, and the hope for Vanderbilt baseball's always Omaha. That's always in play. You can't ask for anything more than that.
I heard you when you were talking a little bit about it, Bill. I was just going to let you know you were wondering how many games they played. They actually played 19 games.
Boy, that's more than I thought. Wow.
They were the season was shut down on a Thursday night. They were set to open up SEC play the next night against Kentucky at home, and that's when the season was shut down.
That's more than I thought. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
So, well, but I'll look forward to what Chris has got to say. I mean, Bill, I'm learning that, you know, more and more every day that what you say about what's going on over there is correct. And it's very frustrating to me because you know how passionate I am about Vanderbilt sports. But I don't really know what else to say, Bill.
Again, have a safe day, sir.
You too.
Appreciate it. Here's an article from the New York Post by Andrew Marchand. And this is interesting. It's something that we've touched on a little bit, but not recently. And it's him answering questions. Question number one, is ESPN any closer to naming a new Monday night booth? His response, Kirk Herbstreit calling Monday Night Football is gaining a little more momentum, though. Although it's by no means a done deal. Here's the news. This is even if there is a college football season. If college football is played this fall, Herbstreit would continue with Fowler as ESPN's number one team. That is not changing no matter what, he says. However, the NFL likes Herbie, sources say, and he could do double duty and team with new play-by-play favorite Steve Levy. It is unlikely Fowler would do both college and Monday Night Football. It says Herbie is not a done deal, as Brian Griese, Lewis Riddick, and Dan Orlovsky are under consideration to team with Levy if there is college football. If college football is postponed, and again, this is a New York Post article, in the fall, and the NFL plays, then ESPN would likely move Fowler and Herbie and have them do Monday Night Football for a year. The situation is still very fluid, but there seems to be some movement in that direction. So there you have it. If Herbie does that, it would not be at the expense of college football, if football is played, if we have college football, which, again, I'm going to try and remain positive with that. Interesting there. Now, I haven't been a watcher of Monday Night Football in probably 20 years. I mean, that product has not been attractive to me. Used to be. Many, many years ago, I'd watch it. But I don't even know. I don't even know what's there on a Monday night. Seriously, would that for some of you, would that change if Herbie's doing it? I don't know. I think Herbie's very good at what he does. I don't know if that would draw me just because the it's not Herbie, it's the product. I just don't enjoy the product that much. And Monday night, man, you know what I'm coming off of? Hopefully this fall again. A sizzling Saturday of college football. Sunday of kind of reviewing everything. Do the show Monday. Kick it off Monday. And I'm still high from the weekend, right? I'm still excited. And now you're starting to think a little bit to the next week. Josh, Herbie and Fowler, not as good as Gus and Joel Klatt. You know what? They are really, really good. I don't know if I can I'm a Herbie guy. I'm not a Fowler guy, but that's not an unreasonable statement. Gus and Joel Klatt are outstanding together. I will check off on most of that, Josh. Just saying. Pac-12 day. Bill, Georgia Dog had a 4th of July shindig and didn't have Florida Fish and Game show up. What's the use? What is? I don't even know what that is. What's the Florida Fish and Game show? That's probably something I don't know about. Alan in Tampa. Bill, hanging out on the beach in St. Augustine. Ribs going on the rec tech at noon. Yeah, he said he was heading over that way. He said he was heading over that way, St. Augustine. So he's on the east coast of things right now. Does anybody get to more beaches in Florida than Alan does? And he does it while he's working, too. I mean, he gets it all done together. I don't think anybody gets – Alan gets to more beaches in 1 week than I do in 20 years. That's a true stat. It's not a made-up stat. If we counted the beaches he gets to in 1 week, and then the ones that I get to in 20 years, he would be on top. He'd be the winner. Jim and Ramsey, Chris Lee's coming up. We'll talk about the Vanderbilt issue. That's the very latest. Jim, what are you hearing out of the Ivy Leagues today? Is there any news that's kind of breaking beneath the scene?
Well, I think the hammer and sickle crowd is going to get their way, and you're going to see the first domino fall today, unfortunately, because I think there's so much pressure. When you're seeing school districts in suburban Washington, I mean, not going back to school, I just think that tidal wave is just starting to develop, and I think you're going to look at spring football. And I am not a gloom kind of guy, but I'm starting to think that way.
So you think they're going to – the momentum seems to be what you're saying, and that would be the Ivy League announces today, no fall sports. And we'll move everything to the spring, which includes football. And they're also talking about a model that would include no non-conference games, too, I believe.
Well, I'm worried that it's not going to be bowl season. It's going to be winter practice season, and it's going to go into the – you might have a short season. But, I mean, I know I'm a right-wing guy and more Fox News, but I just see – it's the hammer and sickle crowd, Bill. They're like the Debbie Downers. And I don't know if there's any way that they can pull off having a season when all of these universities are having their students go to school remotely. I mean, even Lehigh, they want to do the whole semester remotely. Harvard's doing the same thing. Or they're going to have staggered classes. So maybe like the freshmen and the seniors go to school, but the juniors and the sophomores don't. I don't know.
My initial thought would be, and again, I'm open-minded to changing my mind, but spring football would suck.
I think. It would not duplicate what we're missing. But the schools, if it comes down to it, not the Ivy League model, because they're not indebted to the revenue, but the P5, if it comes down to the spring as a last resort, and that's the only way you do it, they would do it because they've got to have the money. It wouldn't be the same money, but they've got to have it.
Bill, do you see if something like that happens, do you see them maybe changing down the road where they have, like, the 1AA's play in the spring just to, for the TV money that they might be – they're not going to make the Power 5 money. But if they have some kind of product and everything is about programming, I see things that could develop out of this. And I'm not saying that I want this, but I think college football is such a revenue generator, I wouldn't be surprised.
Jim, have a good day, bud. Call us tomorrow after the announcement.
I will. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Jim. Be safe up there. Chris Lee coming up right after the break, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Traffic still holding up right now here on the South Loop, the West Loop. Sure, we've seen a couple of wrecks out here still getting some attention as they work a wreck in the 1500 block of Cajal Avenue that's over in East Nashville. Traffic still looks pretty good right now down Ellington Parkway. We've seen tons of radar out here this morning. Make sure you slow it down. There's a two-bedroom house for sale now in Nashville at 1638 Dr. D.B. Todd Jr. Boulevard. Call Greg Sanford right now at 615-300-0753. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-478-0480. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-478-0480. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-478-0480. 1-800-478-0480.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, we've stopped thinking outside the box. Instead, we're thinking inside the bucket. The $2.99 Napa bucket, to be exact. When you fill those bad boys with auto parts, you can get 20% off 3 or more items that fit inside. No overthinking required. Just get your bucket, fill it up, and save 20%. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 7/31/20.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kevin Harvick does it again. Grabs his fourth win of the season. Third career at Indianapolis. He goes back-to-back at that racetrack. Up next is Kentucky Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kevin Harvick, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Hashtag Fat Side Up. Tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Chris Lee is with us. his site, VandySports.com. Chris, I saw your list, man. You're doing about 200 shows here last couple days.
Yes, I've done a few.
What's the story to begin with out of the Vanderbilt Communications Department?
Well, the story is, and look, there may have been other dominoes that fell. There's an economic crisis that everybody knows about. There is Vanderbilt's own PR issue with the sexual assault charges that have been aired on Twitter and those sorts of things. So I'm not going to say those things could have been dominoes that pushed things over the edge. I can't tell you for sure one way or the other.
Right.
But I've been told by multiple people who would know the seeds for this were sown at least a year ago. This is something that had been talked about, merging the communications office with the university. Kirkland Hall, those folks had a desire to control the message. And now you are seeing it come to fruition. But, yeah, I think that seems to be the main genesis behind what happened was the university wanting to control the messaging over athletics. And good luck to them because the people who are going to be running this now don't have any idea about sports, have not made any effort to know much about sports or see what goes on with that. And so they catch a break and that who knows how much football we'll have. But my understanding is that the impetus for that decision was a control the message from a university standpoint rather than all the other things that we could probably cite that might have some merit.
Did that have anything to do with Larry Leather's retirement?
Yeah, I think Larry was probably the first domino in all that. I think he got offered a pretty good early retirement package. And I say this, Larry was a friend of mine, did a good job, helped me out a lot. So none of that is to speak ill of Larry, but I think that that was the first domino in the ones that subsequently fell thereafter.
How many people lost their jobs the other day due to this?
I know at least eight. From what I'm told, I think that Alan George, who's the head of that department, he took Rod Williamson's place. Well, actually, he took Kyle Parkinson's place. Kyle stayed maybe 2 years in that role and went to Arkansas. But Alan was the boss of the department, I think does a good job, is a good guy. I think he is the only one who retained his job.
Now, that doesn't include the broadcast now, like a Joe Fisher, et cetera, correct?
Yeah, I don't think they let any of the radio people go that I know.
Right. So the communications department, Chris, would be the PR department for sports. Is that right?
Yeah, if you go and view Commodores, it would be the people that wrote all that content. It
right.
would be the folks who anything with Twitter accounts, with the athletics put out. You know, the baseball team in particular did a great job of producing content and video. All those folks are gone. Basically, anybody that had to do with anything that related to athletics communication, you know, not just the things that you see publicly, but arranging interviews, all the things that you and I know that media relations people do that the public might not. All those people, as I understand it, outside of Alan George are now gone.
I bring this to the audience because it's a lesson, and it's a lesson that hopefully other fans don't have to endure. But I'll ask again, is there anybody at Vanderbilt outside of the coaches and the players? We know they care. They're there working hard. But just from a support point of view, does anybody care?
Oh, I think there are people in the university that care. I think there are people on the Board of Trust that care. But I think if you could pinpoint the problem with Vanderbilt, it's that the Kirkland Hall faction sets the agenda for the school. They're not accessible in the media. They don't feel like they're accountable to anybody. And I've heard enough stories of how clueless they are about sports. I don't think they have any idea what they're getting into any more than I would if you put me in a nuclear physics lab. And I think that's part of the problem. I think that you have some people inside Vanderbilt that either don't know the value of sports, maybe innocently, or don't care, or maybe are anti-athletics. I think those people have run the culture of that university for a good 60 years now, and I think that's their big problem. I don't think it's the fact that people don't care. I think it's that the people that hold the power aren't equipped to help athletics or don't want to help athletics. And until Vanderbilt and the people that care about it figure out a way to counteract that, nothing is ever going to change.
Chris Lee is with us, VandySports.com, knows this topic inside and out. Well, is there word over there, Chris, about the expectation of playing football or what?
I think this is the case across the conference. I think everybody's just waiting to see and hoping for the best.
Right.
This is the craziest thing like this I think any of us have experienced in our lifetimes. I think it's hard to tell where things head next. And, you know, as much as Vanderbilt has not supported sports, it's in a funny position of kind of needing football right now, because whether it cares, whether it wins or loses or not, that's a big check. And I think that's probably why Vanderbilt has not dropped down and gotten out of the SEC, among other things, is that's a pretty healthy paycheck. And that money goes a lot of way to do a lot of things. And I think as little as Vanderbilt has cared about football, it is suddenly in the position where it needs it to happen, because that is a big check that, if it goes away, is going to be missed.
Explain to everybody again how Vanderbilt baseball, likely the number one baseball program in America, is flourishing under these circumstances. I'm talking about past and present.
Well, I think, first of all, and I've always said this, the best investment that any athletic program can make is a coach. Because James Franklin had to deal with all this same stuff, and yet James won. And it didn't take James like 2 or 3 years to build it, right? I mean, he got there, and it started happening right away. Right. I think if you have a great coach who knows what he's doing, he can rise above about any circumstance. And so I think that's number one. Number two, I think Tim has done a great job in PR. I think Tim knows what lines to walk, what battles to fight, maybe importantly, what battles not to fight. And I think he has managed to insulate his program. I mean, you look, his office is not in McGugan Center. They've got their own little enterprise off behind that left field wall where, for the most part, nobody comes in and messes with what they're doing. I mean, I think that there's a lot more to it than that, right? I think Tim is one of the most organized and sincere and detail-oriented people I know, and that goes with some of the coaching stuff. But I think if you want to pinpoint the main reasons it has succeeded, it's been leadership and the fact that I think he has been able to insulate his program against some other things that have kept the other ones from succeeding, that are the main drivers behind what they've been able to do.
I've said on the show many times, of all the things this spring that I missed, it was baseball, college, and Vanderbilt. If they're on TV, I don't miss their games. I may not see all 9 innings, but I don't miss their games. That's how interesting they are to me and fun to watch they are.
Oh, and SEC weekends this year were going to be incredible, because they had Kumar Rocker, they had Mason Hickman, who, by the way, was about as good as Kumar was a year ago. He just didn't get all the attention. And then they had, on top of that, Jack Leiter was going to do something, whether it was in the midweek role or more likely on the weekends. They were going to be so incredibly fun to watch. And frankly, Bill, the SEC was. With what you saw happening in Knoxville, you've always got Arkansas around to deal with. Auburn, I think, under Butch Thompson has come on. Alabama, which had been bad for a while, had had a great run of things out of conference. Florida had gotten back to being Florida again. I think that this regular season that we missed out had a chance to be one of the best that we saw in the conference. And of all the regrets that I have in sports this year for what we've missed, I think the fact that we didn't get to see how things played out in the SEC is at the top of that list.
Is Leiter gone? Did he turn pro?
No, he's got one more year. He's
going
to be a draft-eligible sophomore. So he will pitch in 2021 and then probably go pro and be probably the second guy picked after Kumar Rocker.
So their two studs, among others, will be Rocker and Leiter next year, next spring.
Yeah, and don't forget they had that freshman pitching staff with Michael Doolin and Thomas Schultz and a couple other kids who Chris McElwain from Summit High School was coming on the end. They've got a lot of good arms behind those kids too. That they're not at the Rocker or Leiter level, but they had great starts to the season. So it's a staff that'll be headlined by those kids, but they'll have some depth behind them too.
All right. One last question. Chris Lee with us, VandySports.com. Story I saw you, I saw the Tennessean write on it as well, with the former player that was accused of harassment of a female employee. They let him hang around. It kind of got uncomfortable. What's the story there, if you can give me the cliff notes? And who dropped the ball there?
Well, I've mostly stayed out of this, right, because these things are really complicated. There's a he said and a she said. They're both screaming really loudly. I wasn't there, and the liabilities for things, if you're wrong, are huge.
Right.
So being careful of what I'm saying, I will say this. I think at a minimum, they ignored their own procedures, and that speaks to organization and having your stuff together. And they could have let's just play devil's advocate here, okay? Because they've gotten roasted in the media. I'm not sure that all of it's entirely fair. But let's say, for example, if you're the coach and you believe your player, on one hand, you've got an issue with his accuser is working on your staff. So right there, you're caught in the middle through no fault of your own. But the school, whether right or wrong, had made a ruling on that and expelled him from campus. And just to protect yourself, you probably ought to watch what you do there. And having him at your pro day is far from the best idea. At the very minimum, they set themselves up for a bad look and not following their own procedure. I mean, look, Derek could have made one call to one other school and said, hey, could you do us a favor? We got a kid that I think deserves to get his life back. The NFL could be part of that. Would you have him at your pro day? We can't host him here. What was said by the accuser was that Candace Lee said that we can't keep Charles out of pro day, which is nonsense. That's not true. All they had to do to stay out of this was to go find somebody else who'd have Charles on their campus to give him his shot, and they could have avoided it. They didn't. I think that speaks to leadership. I think that speaks to organization, and at least they're going to have that to answer for.
I'll let you out the door on this one. When's the last time you've been invited to do a show and talk Vanderbilt and the topic was positive?
Oh, man.
That's my point.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if anybody had me on to preview SEC baseball, and that would have been.
Probably did. Yeah, they probably did.
Yeah.
That'd be about it. All right. Hey, Chris, I appreciate your time, man, and your wisdom there.
Thank you, Bill.
There he is, VandySports.com. Got to get the break. Coming right back, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. Traffic's still in pretty good shape right now on here on the major interstate routes. Are there a couple of accidents out here? Yes, but they're very minor. Like that one being clear from earlier at Brick Church Pike at Woodfolk. Traffic down Ellington Parkway. Still got some traffic volume there coming down from the top to the bottom. Traffic still looking good up through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 going northbound. Psychic Nicole can guide you through life's journey. Have a question about your love life or the future? Call Nicole right now at area code 615-618-3313. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. And now, 38 Construction is taking time to thank all the doctors, nurses, and first responders working to keep our families and communities safe. This message is from 38 Construction. For custom new construction, kitchen, basement, or bathroom remodels, roofing, siding, and more, turn your dreams into reality with 38 Construction. Call today at 615-879-1558. That's 615-879-1558. 38 Construction. They're people who care.
The Braves Radio Network is right there with you. We miss baseball, so we're bringing you Braves replays every weekend at noon Central. It's Braves Extra Innings. We're re-airing games from the 2019 season every weekend until baseball returns.
This one is hammered. A rocket high into the heavens and deep to left field and gone.
Catch the Atlanta Braves Extra Innings on Nashville's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Chance of thunderstorms and patchy fog, high 91. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight, low 74. Chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, high 92. Friday, thunderstorms likely, high 92.
America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
Jim and Jupiterville. What are you trying to do? Kill off the audience? First you have Berg on to talk about weed. Now you do a segment on Vandy. And we're developing. Yeah, we're expanding our horizons on the show. Now, the Vanderbilt segment is a lesson learning segment about how not to do things. It's not that you are a huge Vandy fan population all ripped up over Vanderbilt. No, that's not the point there. The weed thing, look, you can't have Berg on without some weed talk. It's just unnatural. It just has to happen. Now, if everything settles down and the weed stocks aren't real happy, and we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Busy show there, man. We usually don't have that many guests. Now, Wednesday will be more guests because we added Brett Ciancia from Pick Six Previews. He's very good, as you can tell. Outstanding guest. Tomorrow, there is an addition tomorrow I have not told you about yet. Obviously, Chris Landry. Landry's with us every Thursday. The brilliant football mind of Chris Landry. That'll be at the normal 7 o'clock slot. But Mike Morgan, you've heard Mike on with me. It's probably been a year or two. Mike does football, basketball, baseball for ESPN. And he said, Bill, I've had nothing to do for quite some time here. Said, yeah, I've just kind of been waiting on the next assignment. So we're going to have him on tomorrow to talk about that a little bit. You see Mike doing basketball all over. At SEC, you hear him and see him doing baseball at the various parks across the SEC, and football, SEC football games. You see him everywhere. He's a good friend. I've known Mike for a long time. Lives down in Atlanta. And we stay in touch through the years. And so he called me. I was piddling around after the show yesterday, and I saw where he'd called me. So we caught up a little bit. It's been about a year since I talked to him. And I said, we need to get you on the show. So Mike will join us tomorrow. I don't have – well, it's going to be in the hour number three. I do know that. But I have not nailed down the time yet. But, yeah, Mike Morgan will be an addition to our guesting on the Thursday edition, which is tomorrow. Ivy League makes their announcement today again, like I told you. The rest of college football is not going to pattern what they do after the Ivy League. If it happens to match it, it's a coincidence. The Ivy League does not speak for the SEC or the Big Ten or whoever, okay? It's not the same business model. It's not the same model, period. I've seen all these tweets. They were the first to do it in basketball with a league tournament, and then everybody followed. Uh-oh, today's announcement might be the harbinger. No, it is not. Greg Sankey ain't taking his memo notes from the Ivy League when it comes to football. If for some reason it gets to the point where the SEC postpones or it goes to the spring, God help us if that happens, it won't be because the Ivy League thought of it first. Okay? Don't let yourself get caught down that rabbit hole. It would not be accurate. And the thinking is, and again, I don't know this. I'm just going with what seems to be the consensus, that the Ivy League will announce today that they're moving everything to the spring. Only way the SEC and the big leagues end up with a spring model is if there's absolutely no other way possible. It's a last-ditch resort. It's the only way you do that. Either we do it and retain the money that we can retain. It won't be like fall money and normalcy money. It won't be. But whatever you can retain is better than zero. That's what that would be about. That's why you would do that. No other reason. It won't be as good as regular college football that starts in late August games. It'll be really awkward. What do you do with all the bowl games? What about all the guys that are getting ready to turn pro? Are they going to want to do that? Or do you think they want to go to some silly bowl game? I love bowl games, but if I'm about to make millions of dollars, I'm not playing that game in the spring. I've already proven my point. Not happening. So, yeah. Spring ball for the P5 would be, hey, folks, yeah, this sucks, but we have no other choice. Jim up in Ramsey said, Bill, it's called hold the fort money.
Yep.
That's a good way to put it. It's, folks, I'm sorry. I'm not any happier about this than you are. But we have no choice. You imagine getting to fiscal June and you didn't play football? You realize what the bank accounts would look like at these schools? You think you've seen some guys take pay cuts or you've seen some folks get let go? You've seen nothing. You think you've seen sports that have been canceled on campus? Because of this, some campuses, not a lot yet, but some has already happened. You've seen nothing. You think these schools can continue to pay Nick Saban $9 million, Dabo Sweeney $8, $9, $10 million, whatever it is? The money they're paying Harbaugh right now, you think that continues with no football? And all these other trickle-down sports, you think that continues? You know how we talk about if you're going to play in this market, meaning the stock market, play with money that you can afford to go to zero. Or your risk tolerance needs to be play with money that if you lose it, it does not make you mad. It doesn't affect you. That's how you get through this. Well, on campuses, if we don't play football, it's going to zero. Where's the revenue? It's going to zero. And I don't care who you are. You cannot absorb that. So today they'll make an announcement. It will not set the table for the rest of college football. It'll be their announcement and theirs only. And it sounds like they're going to move it to the spring. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I'm just guessing on that one. At Crazy Charlie 615. Lots of guests today, man. Blake Ruffino. Chris Lee, really good there. Catching us up. Berg with us. Brett Ciancia. Good day. Good day. Tomorrow, Mike Morgan, later in hour three. Don't have the time yet. And, of course, Chris Landry. LandryFootball.com on Thursday. At Billis King. Flash Pop.